大家好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hey, 大家好，我是 Al。
Hi, I'm Susan。
首先复习一下上次说过的几个 interesting 词组。 First one, you can say that again.
That's the agreement.
对，
I think you're right.
第二个就是 sit, have a sit, 或者是 sitting 或者 sit down, right?、Mm-hmm. 第三个 see eye to eye with somebody.
Another agreement, 又是一个同意。
就是意见看法
都
一致 right?、
里面我还学到了一个，我不干了，
I'm through.
So that's the interesting expression. And 上次我们还说了一个，就是
你
愿意上大头班吗？你愿意打夜班吗？
Right.
Would you work the graveyard shift?
这里的 graveyard 是墓地了哈，但是跟 graveyard 没什么关系。
只是用了它一个表达，用的这个时间段的表达。Now let's begin our new lessons.
Okay. Who is the lucky girl that you will spend the Valentine's Day with?
I think a lot about Helen. To tell you my mind, she is very dear to me.
It can't be true. As far as I know, she's got a boyfriend.
这里面 she is dear to me.
好像不就是
什么意思？
如果直译的话，好像就是她对我很好。很亲热的感觉 right? She is dear to me. 是这样吗？ It's not. 如果是这样的话，就跟 she's got a boyfriend 好像逻辑上说不通嘛 right? 实际上这个句话的这个 she's dear to me 的这个 dear 呢，可以跟另一句的用法有点相似，就是 she's strange to me.
She's strange to me 就是我不认识她。
不是她跟她不认得我，对吧？
说我不认识她，
是我不认识她。
这是我们的表达方式，英汉表达方式有很大的区别。
Right, so 如果我说 she's dear to me, 那就是我喜欢她，喜欢的不得了。也许她对我什么感觉都没有 ，right? 那就是如果说，那就是 I like her, but maybe she like or maybe she not, right? 对吧？他跟这个 she's strange to me 说我不认识他一样。
Yeah.
Who is the lucky girl that you were spent the Valentine's Day with?
I think a lot about Helen. To tell you my mind, she is very dear to me.
As far as I know, she's got a boyfriend.
That's exactly what I'm annoyed for.
所以呢你要记住这种表达方向了，对吧？She's dear to me, 不是说她对我好。
而说我非常喜欢她。
就跟 she's strange to me 一样，对吧？
Yes.
And the second one, I'm sick and tired of preparing for the tests.
这个 sick and tired 就是又病又累，什么是这样吗？
不是，但实际上就是 I'm sick and tired.
Okay, let's listen.
I'm sick and tired of preparing for the test.
Then you need to take a rest. You'd better go see a doctor tomorrow.
Why should I see a doctor? I'm not ill.
But you told me just now you were sick.
I didn't. 如果 sick and tired 连起来在一起用了，不是说病了哈，或者说很辛苦，而是说我烦死了，我已经I'm fed with， 我已经感到厌倦厌烦了、right?
这样不是真的病，而是说对他表示一种厌烦的态度。
还有很多大学生都有这种心情，就是 I'm sick and tired of the messy dormitory， 我已经这种乱七八糟的这种宿舍已经厌烦了 right？
如果你的宿舍乱七八糟，跟你也有一定的关系哦，跟你自己有一定关系。
所以呢，就是，then you need to take a break, right?
Maybe things will get smooth tomorrow.
所以 sick and tired 是一个连起来用。如果你是对什么来厌烦，就可以用这样说。
I'm sick and tired of taxes or examinations.
Or I'm sick and tired of all this work. So 这些工作烦死了 right? 所以呢 sick and tired, remember this, 非常好用。
Okay, the next one. The sing to the
piano.
Sing to the piano 是说跟着 跟着钢琴一起唱吗？
对，实际上他表示的是合着或者随着钢琴唱，而不是朝着钢琴唱歌。This was easy, right?
So sing to, 这里面的最重要的是 to 这个介词。
对。
是合着随着什么什么的节奏。
嗯，所以 very easy, right? 只需要有些介词的方向我们把它把握好就行。My neighbor is a girl who is a fan of singing.
What kind of songs do you usually hear? Popular songs?
No, almost all of them are Asian and classic ones.
Does she sing to the piano?
Of course, and I can hear the piano from her room.
Then she really seems somewhat professional.
看起来真的不错，
很专业，
很 professional， 而且都是那种古典的或者是经典的那种曲子
啊，而且还是跟着钢琴唱
，sing to the piano， 一边弹一边唱啊，
很有情趣哈。
That's right. So,
what's the next one?
Well, this one is kind of licey. I met Larry this morning. Remember the guy?
Of course. He's my best friend in college. I haven't heard from him for a while. I thought he was 6 feet under.
He was a professional driver now, but definitely he drives deeper than just a 6 feet.
这里面引起歧义的就是 6 feet under, 就是六英尺以下。
我刚才说错一个词，是应该是 diver， 把那个
跳摔潜水
把那个 r 音去掉，对吧？实际上我说他刚才开了一个玩笑，说 I thought he was 6 feet under。
就是我好久没有见他了，我还以为他 6 feet under， 他在六英尺以下去了，消失了呢。
对，就是说 dead and buried 嘛，就是人死了，入土了才会说在。地底下对吧？所以这是一个开玩笑的话，所以你
并不是真的要咒他死，就是说觉得好像从地球上消失了一样。
我们也说他去哪儿了，死哪儿去了，或者怎么样哈。然后呢，我回答的是 diver， 这个 diver 呢就是专业的潜水员。然后我还说他肯定潜的要比六英尺要深吧。这就是
某种意义上的好像是幽默。那我们这个应该怎么给他好好的解释一下？如果他没有听的 ，Let's have a foreigner talk.
Okay,
I thought he was 6 feet under.
He is still alive and kicking, and I've told him your phone number. Don't you want to see him?
他说 he's still alive and kicking.
他
活的
生龙活虎的，
活蹦乱跳的呢，根本就没有埋到土里面。
Live and kicking, 活蹦乱跳了。
So let's smell.
Yeah, let's see, smell of red. It's really strange that he decided to go with us this time.
I can smell a rat.
A rat? You're kidding, we're not in the kitchen.
其实这个 rat 就是老鼠啊。在中西方人民的印象当中基本上还是一致的。
就鬼鬼祟祟的或者偷偷摸摸的那种感觉。
那 smell a rat 就是什么意思呢？
谋事有点蹊跷，哪里有点不对劲吧。所以呢，如果你
表示一点点的怀疑
啊，他怎么这次跟我们一起去了 ？I can
smell
a rat，
有点不对劲儿，
有问题，有鬼。然后呢，就是 we better pay special attention to him。
All right，
我们得 keep an eye on him，
提防着他点儿。
All right， so 这还学到 rat。Rat 是这种老鼠对吧？还有一个是 mouse， 很穷很穷，就是、
as poor as a church mouse。
为什么说是 church mouse， Susan？
一般的教堂里面都是很清贫的吧？
不是，是因为教堂没有食堂。
是吗？Another joke, right?
Yes， 因为教堂里都没有食堂，所以老鼠就会很饿。如果你要跑到人家里头，会有吃的。不过好像可能过去没有什么公司之类吧，公司也可能吃饭的地方也少。
Yes, as poor as a company mouse.
Yes. Quick review, Seth. Okay,
the first one is.She's dear to me.
She's dear to me. 注意她的方向是我很喜欢她。
Just I like her very much.
Yes. 第二个是 sick and tired of.
That's 烦透了，烦透了什么事情 ？Sick and tired of exams.
Sick and tired. 还有呢，就是 sing to the piano. 不是对着钢琴唱歌，而是和着钢琴唱歌 ，right?
Sing to the piano looks professional, right?
还有呢，就是 6 feet under 是开玩笑，没有人死了。
6 feet under.
六尺以下，那最后一个呢就是 smell the rat，
某事很蹊跷，一点不对劲。
闻到老鼠，有问题。 Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.coollearn.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。
Okay, now let's move to the second part.
还是有跟关上班有关系的，对吧？
嗯，有一次我给一个同事打电话，接电话人告诉我说 ，He hasn't punched in yet.
Punched in?
punched in.
爬灯。
当时就觉得很不知道应该怎么回答人家。
对啊，爬灯吧。
啊，其实这个 punch in 跟我们说的 report for work。
就是、
如果说 report for work 应该知道了，
那就是上班，
就是上班。其实 punch in 就是在 time clock 打卡中打卡上班的这种意思。
哦，现在有很多公司都有 punch in 这种 clock，
就是你到那儿，正式你报到了，对，打卡就行了。所以我们说的你几点打卡上班，应该说 what time do you punch in？
What time do you punch in？
那下班嘞 ，punch in 是上班，那跟他一个换一个。介词或者副词就可以了。
Punch out.
Punch out 下班，或者是 go home. Right.
最简单就 call it a day.
Call it a day 就是结束一天的工作，也就是下班吧。
So,
如果我说 let's call it a day.
Let's call it a day. 我们今天就到此为止吧。This is my favorite sentence, actually.
Yes.
所以呢，就记住 punch in 就是打卡的那种上班，对吧？So what time do you punch out?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I said, what time do you go home?
Oh, I go home at 5:30.
还好。What time is it?
It's 5 to 5.
Already? Let's call it a day then.
Good. Let's call it a day. 那都这时候了，咱们就到此为止吧。
Yes. What time do you punch in?
I don't punch in. I report for work at 9 a.m. What time do you start your day?
I'm beginning my day at 8:30 a.m.
这里面就是把这两个上班下班的这两个词都用上了。Punch in, punch out,
上班下班
report for work. Okay, that's the remember these phrases and sentences. Now let's move to the third part, that's the story.
Yes.
Interesting story.
我们这次还是 offer you a joke, right? Lady and gentlemen.
女士们，先生们。
We hear this a lot, ladies and gentlemen, right? Georgia was in a very full bus when a fat woman opposite said, If you were a gentleman, young man, you'd better stand up and let someone else to sit down.
And if you were a lady, replied Roger, you'd better stand up and let four people sit down.
Yes, right. 听懂了吧？Roger 呢是在一个非常满人满为患的公车上，然后他的对面 opposite
坐着一个
胖胖的
胖胖的妇女。
对，然后这位妇女说呢，如果你是 gentleman 的话，
如果你是位绅士
啊，
你最好站起来，然后让别人坐下。
对，然后
Roger 说。
如果你是女士的话，你就应该站起来让四个人坐下，够狠。It's very interesting. 实际上呢，我想这个 Roger 这里这个 fat 实际上平常是不可以用来这样直接来形容人胖的 ，right？
可以说 a big，
a big 就可以了，对吧 ？fat 就已经有很多的贬义了，但在美国呢，有很多的人是 obese。
大肚子的
obese 那就是超肥了，那就不是一般我们说的胖，那就是特别胖特别壮的那种，我们难以想象的是 obese。
我们前几次说到一个，就是说女孩子漂不漂亮
walking refrigerator
不是说漂不漂亮，而是说是吧，是这意思吧。Walking refrigerator 有
印象吗？ Walking refrigerator 是说人很壮，
很壮也很胖吗？
Yes, that's right. So, fat, working refrigerator, 这些都不好了。
A big.
对
A big guy.
Yeah, so. 还有 the other story about this, is a gentleman. Gentleman 实际上是从古来的一个词 knight 是古时的骑士。
K-N-I-G-H-T.
对，在夜晚那个词之前呢，加个 K。就是已经是骑士了，对吧？
骑士精神，
对，骑士精神，所以我们经常会有那个 ladies first，
嗯，就是他们的一个准则。
嗯，就是女士优先嘛。
对，
因为当时那个骑士不是就是他们首先要为一些正义的事情而战，第二个一定要向一些这种王公，不能说王公，就是说淑女来求爱。So that's what the knight do. So 连续到今天呢，就是 gentleman 了。
嗯，
这就是 gentleman 为什么老是 ladies first 的原因。
So that's the joke.
Yes, and some history about
yes.
the words. So that's all for today.
See you next time.
Bye bye. 我们来用一下 let's call it a day.
Let's roll.
Yes.
Roll out.
Roll out.
Let's call it a day. Bye.
So, see you.